You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training Podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by our new editor, Alex Rose. Hey, Alex.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm so glad to be on the podcast. It feels like I finally made it on the team.
That's right. You have finally made it. You're what, 6 months in?
Yeah, right? About 6 months. Some days it feels like 2 weeks, and some days it feels like 6 years. Just depends.
Yes, I understand. Well, we are so excited to have you on the podcast today. I'm really excited to introduce you to our listeners. So, Alex, talk with us about your role and then share something that you have learned after coming to Lifeway and joining the Gospel Project team.
Yeah, I am the content editor for our younger preschool line on the Gospel Project. And I also have the really unique opportunity to support all of our editors a little bit. And that has been very helpful for me because it has given me an opportunity to really learn the publishing process, not just in my specific line that I'm over, but a little bit how it works everywhere. And I think that has contributed to feeling like part of the team and to feel united, especially in a role that is remote. I transitioned from working in an office at a church to my office at home, and that can be a little bit challenging, but the team is so kind and supportive, and it's sweet to just be united through a shared goal of supporting ministry leaders and churches to lead young hearts to Jesus. I haven't worked in publishing in a very long time, and that has been a real fun transition to move back into and kind of retrain my brain on how that works.
Very fun. Yeah, we love having you on the team. And you have a really unique background of having been in the publishing world before, but most recently been in the church world. And we're going to talk about that a little bit in future episodes, so I don't want to give too much away. But what's something that's sort of been surprising or something new that you've learned since taking on this role?
I think what has been surprising is how many hands touch the work that we create before it goes out. And I think that our team is really, really small. It's just the five or six of us. And we're the ones who kind of touch all across the process and make sure that it's united. But we have so many contractors and writers and designers that participate in creating what our subscribers receive, that it really is a piece that has been checked and double checked and prayed over and made sure that we are accurately representing what Scripture says. I think that has been really surprising to me, just the way that process works.
Yeah, I agree. I'm so grateful for the amount of wisdom and voices that we have pouring over these resources and lots of different backgrounds, but all with a unified theology and all with a unified goal, like you said earlier, of bringing young hearts to Jesus. And we are glad that you're one of those voices now.
Thank you. Even the idea that we try and find writers who are from different age demographics and from different areas of the country so that we are really making sure that we aren't just an echo chamber of our specific area. But instead are able to draw from that wisdom from so many different backgrounds has been a really sweet thing to learn about the intentional way that this resource is created.
I agree. I love it. Well, let's jump into talking about Unit 20. So today we are talking about Unit 20, which is titled Jesus's Ministry Began. And this is going to run for four sessions. John the Baptist prepared the way for Jesus' ministry. God confirmed Jesus' sonship when he was baptized by John. Fully God, yet also fully human, Jesus was tempted by Satan, but he did not sin. As his ministry continued, Jesus invited others to follow him as the only way to the Father. And a new unit means new big picture question and key passage. So, Alex, why don't you share those with us?
Yeah, our big picture question for this unit, for both younger and older preschool and our kids, is Jesus God or human? Jesus is fully God and fully human. And our key passage comes from John 1, verse 14. For babies and toddlers and our younger preschoolers, that phrase is, "The Word became flesh and lived among us." For older preschool, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us." And then for our kids, we're learning the whole verse, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We observed his glory, the glory as the one and only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth."
All right. And on this episode, we are discussing Unit 20, Session 1, which is titled "John's Ministry Began." And this is coming from Matthew 3, Mark 1, Luke 3, and John chapter 1. Over the past few weeks, we have learned about Jesus growing from a newborn baby to a young boy. Last week, we learned that he spent time among the teachers at the temple in Jerusalem. In this week's story, Jesus is now an adult. Our lesson this week is about John's announcement for the people to repent because the Messiah was coming soon. John was talking about Jesus. Our story points for this week for preschool, it's John got people ready for Jesus. And for kids, it's John prepared the way for Jesus. Let's head into talking about some areas or activities that might need a little extra attention. So, Alex, why don't you share with us what's going on in preschool this week?
Yeah, for younger preschool and actually preschool worship this week, we are going to be doing an activity where the children get to taste honey. So for both of those pieces, the activity is called Taste Honey, and it may be helpful if you're worried about things getting a little bit sticky or allergies with crackers to consider using honey sticks instead of trying to spread it for the kids. I think they'll find that a little bit fun too. And then for our older preschoolers, they will have an activity called Wash Items in Water. And our editor for that recommends to add a little dish soap to the water to make it fun and bubbly and just a little more exciting.
And then in younger kids, there's an activity called Shadow Charades. And this activity involves turning off or dimming the lights and using a flashlight to shine shadows on the wall. And whenever we are dimming lights, we want to make sure that we are staying within our church's risk management policy. So if you have questions about that, make sure you're checking with your children's minister or leader in that, and you might want to consider leaving the door open or turning a lamp on. And then in older kids, there is an activity called Make Your Path Straight. And you might want to give each pair of kids a different colored roll of masking tape to help make those paths a little bit clearer. Let's wrap up by talking about what stands out to us in this session. Much like how John the Baptist prepared the way for Jesus, this story prepares the way for us to learn about Jesus as the Messiah. For months now, we have been talking about Jesus as the promised Messiah, and now we're getting to see that truth come to fruition. If I were teaching this session to elementary kids especially, I would talk about the similarities and differences between John the Baptist and Jesus, and I would discuss why people thought that John the Baptist was the Messiah that God had promised, and show those differences as to why it was actually Jesus who was the Messiah, or who is the Messiah that God promised, to help kids see the role that John played in preparing the way for Jesus as the Messiah. Alex, how about you? What stands out to you in this story?
Yeah, I think what you said is so helpful, especially for preschoolers who hear John and Jesus with both starting with J, to just make sure that they understand those differences. Two themes really stick out to me in this session. I love that we can walk kids through the preparation that was already happening in the hearts of the people long before Jesus began his official ministry. And this really points to God's sovereignty and his good plan. Also, the humility displayed by John is such an important moment, one that kids may have really few experiences with and not really understand entirely. A man with a mission and a following willingly points to Jesus as the promised one and kind of gives him all the glory and leads people to him. It is not a common example that a lot of children would understand. And so to really underscore for those kids what that humility looks like and how we can strive to do that for others now to point them to Jesus.
That's a really good point, Alex. Thanks for sharing that. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for preschool and kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.